those automakers might want to consider another revenue stream like, say, bobsleds. The Bobsled World Championships take off next month in Lake Placid, New York. The American team will be riding a new generation of sleds designed by engineers who once built cars for NASCAR. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, the project is helping the U.S. compete in a sport that's long been dominated by the Europeans.
Lake Placid's Olympic sled track snakes for a mile down the side of a mountain, a twisting chute of ice. A bright yellow, bullet-shaped sled whips around the banking turn. When U.S. bobsled coach Brian Scheimer first raced here in the 90s, Americans were buying their sleds secondhand from the Europeans or cobbling them together from scraps.
Usually in the past, when they're built one at a time in a garage using spare parts, you might build one, build the second one you think's identical, and it'll be a second faster than the other one.
Or a second slower. At the 92 Winter Olympics, Scheimer got creamed by the better-funded Germans and Swiss. His struggles caught the attention of a very different kind of racer.
You're riding down for the finish. Checkered flag is out, and you are with Jeff Bodine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
Jeff Bodine, one of the top NASCAR drivers in the U.S., was watching the 92 Olympics on TV. He says it was clear the Americans didn't stand a chance.
My first thought was maybe I could help be a driving coach. Well, ended up coming up here to Lake Placid, rode on the old track, and realized real quick driving a race car in a bobsled was pretty different.
So Bodine started looking at the way these sleds are built. His crew developed a more aerodynamic shell and rebuilt the American sled suspension systems.
We've changed the way sleds are built around the world. We're proud of that. We brought a lot of NASCAR technology into it.
That initial research cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and each new sled that rolls off the line comes with a price tag of roughly $40,000. To pay the bills, Bodine recruited friends like drag racer Bob Vandergriff to drive the new bobsleds in a series of sponsored exhibition races.
The top fuel dragster and the bobsled, they have a lot of the same steering characteristics. You really have to think about where you're headed and not where you're at. If you try and drive where you're at, you're going to get in trouble.
This race will air on a motorsport cable channel called Speed TV. But with the cameras rolling, Vandergriff does get into trouble.
Sled, oh, and we've got an 81 on the exit of 10. Vandergriff just cannot hold it together as he comes through. Pulling a Dukes of Hazzard from the straightaway from 10 inches.
His sled flips and grinds along the track upside down for half a mile. But Vandergriff climbs out uninjured. Despite occasional bumps and bruises, support from the car racing world seems to be paying off. Brian Scheimer rode an early version of the NASCAR-inspired sled to a bronze medal win at the Salt Lake Olympics, the first medal for the U.S. team since 1956.
We still struggle a bit to be at the same level as the Germans do with their R&D and the money that they put into their program. We're not quite there yet, but we'd like to be, because I think we can even get even faster.
The next big test will come in February, when the world's best sledders and best bobsled designs come to Lake Placid to compete. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.